This is Dr. Tar.
Oh, this is Professor. The horror, the horror.
Feather.
This is not Midnight Gadfly. He's still pulling his groin in the rubber room. This is Dr. Head. And together, we bring you...
Insane radio.
Oh, fellow inmates, it is Halloween-y time. It's getting close. And, you know, we often talk about classic horror, but we so seldom talk about modern horror. And it's been 4 years since we've done anything that was kind of current, relevant, best movies to watch around Halloween time. Let's focus on modern horror. What's been going on since we've been doing this podcast? So this is about the 2020s here. So let's get into it. Just going to work our way through a list that I found through Rotten Tomatoes. So if you want to join in, the first one I have seen is number 89, No One Will Save You. Have either of you seen that movie? Like a sci-fi horror?
No.
Okay.
I have not.
Okay. You know, I'm not going to spoil it because I think it's a movie that's worth the watch. It is a
You're not going to save us.
Movie. I'm not going to save it. It's a creepy movie. I thought it had some really, was really, really well done. Like, okay, this is effective. And I think both of you will enjoy the plot.
Oh, yeah?
What's going on? Yes, I think so. You'd like it.
What's it called again? What's it called again?
You're not going to save us. Or no one.
No one will save you.
No one will save you. Okay.
From 2023.
Okay.
Next on the list for me then, we have talked about this. We did a whole episode on it. Number 87, Nope. By Jordan Peele. I played this for Mrs. Dr. Head, and she was blown away as much as we were when we all first saw this and did the episode about it. It is just one of the best, like,
it was refreshing. I really liked it. It was so different than anything else.
So it's a horror science fiction.
Nope.
Am I thinking there?
I would say
the movie.
I would say. I think there are elements of both.
Yeah,
it could be horrific. It was horrific.
It feels more science fiction-y at first, and it still could be science fiction-y when you finally get to the end. It is.
Yeah. But it is horror. Yeah, no,
but
I agree.
It is horror as well.
Yes.
I mean,
it does horrific things.
Yes.
But I did want to specify that.
And
it is a monster.
You can watch it as a science fiction movie.
Right, as a spaceship, as a creature.
Horrific aspects.
Yeah.
Yes. Kind of falls in that sci-fi
shots,
horror stuff.
Like flying through the clouds are so subtle.
I like that a lot.
I do, yes. And that's what's so scary about it. Like, oh my God, that's probably what it really fucking looks like.
Stalking.
It's not calling it to
itself. You learn it stalking.
Yes, exactly. The stalking. That is the horror. It's prey. Mm-hmm.
Good movie.
Fantastic movie from Jordan Peele directed it.
Yes.
So well crafted. It's moving. It's effective. It's funny.
Looks great.
Yeah. Beautiful looking movie.
Yeah.
It's just fantastic.
And just bizarre. It is really bizarre.
And that's one of the major appeals to it, you know?
Yeah.
It has just kind of a differentness to it. And, you know, it's one of those rare movies that come along.
The whole
you go,
chimpanzee
okay, I haven't really seen anything thing. Like this, you know?
Yeah.
Maybe something along the line, but, you know, very, very few. I like that.
The chimpanzee stuff was just like, oh my God. Anyway.
Well, the next one on the list is number 76. The ones I've seen, Smile 2. I just saw this very recently. Have you seen Smile 2?
Oh, yeah.
I haven't seen this.
I haven't seen it. I was reading about it because the reviews, a couple reviews said, you can watch Smile 2 and you don't need to watch Smile 1. Is that true? Have you seen Smile 1?
I have seen Smile 1 and Smile 2. I would say forget watching Smile 2 and just don't even acknowledge that it exists. It's a
terrible Smile
movie.
2 isn't that good?
I hated Smile 2.
Did you? Yeah.
I loved Smile. And when we get to Smile, we'll certainly talk more about it because I thought Smile was one of the creepiest horror movies in a long time. Like,
it's on my list actually to watch.
Yeah.
And I haven't had a chance to watch it yet.
And there's some stuff I was telling Dr. Tar Like there's a scene where it made me like go, oh fuck, like jump back. It wasn't a cheap jump scare. It was a kind of a hybrid cheap, like a jump scare with a genuine fright.
Oh,
and,
really?
And I'm like, oh wow, fuck, that's really, you know, and it was so disturbing. And I'm like, that's what was great. Like, oh fuck, it made me feel like something. You know, because horror movies don't really bother me and don't affect me anymore. And that's why I like the foreign horror stuff, because our conventions are so different.
Yeah.
They do things so viscerally that like it can be very effective. I love like movies from Thailand and China, you know, horror from China and
Japan.
Yeah. Really creepy stuff. Korea, yes. The way they deal with these ghosts and spirits. It's so effective. You know, we could learn a lot from that, but that's also though plays into their cultural mindset and how they look at those things, and that's where we differ, unfortunately. But I'm glad that we can access them. But Smile 2 is forgettable. It's like it just takes so long to get very, you know, I don't know. I was expecting more because I liked the first one was so good. This one just didn't work out.
Happens most of the time.
I mean, but some people really like it.
This reviewer I read liked it, but he also said, look, you can watch Smile 2 and you don't have to watch Smile 1. And I thought that's kind of interesting, you know, if that's true. Having seen either one.
Right. Yes, you're basically getting like a new origin story, but it's not like we're redoing the movie. It just, it'll make sense, you know, when you see it. But it's basically, you kind of the nature of the beast. You get to see it revealed, which you would anyway. But
it's not very good.
It's not. Because for me, this one just takes way too long to get where it needs to go. And it's not done in a way that feels satisfying, like we talked about last episode with Polanski, kind of just. Giving us those real subtle hints. This one just takes a long time without things going on. We focus a lot on the main character, and she's not a likable person. She's not like a likable character. Okay. And a lot about her trying to get this career off the ground and this, all this like singing. It's just so much about her and not the horror stuff. The horror stuff comes in, but by that time, I've so disliked this character and like I don't care about her that I don't want to have to sit for another hour watching her as she deals with these things that are going to happen to her. So that was just part of it for me. But
Let me interject one now here, if you're done.
Yes.
Yeah. Is Abigail on that list?
I don't know. I was working my way up.
Oh, okay.
From the bottom up, and I figured, well, I see one, we would talk
about
it.
Okay, we'll go. Okay. If you want, we can work your way up. That's not bad.
I definitely want to talk about Abigail.
Yeah, when we get there, if it's there.
I'm sure it will be. The next one on my list I've seen is Evil Dead Rise. Either of you seen that?
No.
Because we've all loved the Evil Dead. Yeah, we all love the Evil Dead. Sam Raimi.
It's a little different, yeah.
This one, I like Evil Dead Rise. I didn't like the remake of Evil Dead. If someone said, oh, it's so scary, you got to see it. And like, it was unnecessary. There was a lot of blood at the end. That was about it. But Evil Dead Rise had some creepy moments. I haven't seen it. I would give it a try. Better than the remake. Yeah.
I haven't seen the remake either.
Yeah. I see Terrifier 2 is on the list. I've not seen
it. I haven't watched the Terrifiers.
It's torture porn. That's all it is. It's really over the top gore stuff. Like Herschel Gordon Lewis, kind of like
right.
Level. I'm sorry, what
of
movie?
Exploitation.
I was
Terrifier.
Okay, never even heard of it.
It's about a clown. The guy dresses up.
Kill a clown thing, but he does it. It's like the extreme.
Like he's like I know that he saws through people. You watch him. It's like Herschel Gordon Lewis does a killer clown movie.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So it's a lot of gore. It's really
in a way he's like a distant cousin of
like the Explorer.
You know, like
from
another
Friday world.
Friday the
13th,
Jason. You know, he's kind of like that. Yeah, just kind of
a movie made just so you can exploit gore.
I will give the guy
clowns.
It's kind of like a J.K. Rowling story. The guy who made this made the first one independently. This was an independent movie, very little budget. Paid it like all himself, and it became a huge fucking hit.
Really?
Like over $100 million in box office. And then he's like, fuck, I got money now. So that's how he's been able to fund, you know, pay for the next two movies, which have gotten more. Now there's a Terrifier 3. And now they're working on a 4. 4 is going to give the, you know, so because they make so much fucking money and they're not expensive to make. Horror films are notoriously cheap.
And who's the actor that plays, what's his name? What's the clown's name?
Artie the Clown.
Art
the Clown. Yeah, I don't know.
It's just, he's like, sure.
Yeah, I'm like, why not? I can really get paid. You know, give me a couple million dollars because we're going to make $250 million in this movie. You know,
I have to admit, the still pictures of him, like smiling and all that bullshit. Yeah, he is pretty creepy as the creepy clown guy. You know, he is. I have to give him that. But yeah, and I also know. Yeah, I watched. What was it? The first one a little bit. Yeah. You're right. It's just torture porn, and that it went.
I probably would have enjoyed it, like I enjoyed the first like time watching the Wizard of Gore and things like that. Like they're just so excessive, they're so over the top, and funny. You know, 20 years ago, 30 years ago, I probably would have enjoyed them a lot. If I were that, I would have enjoyed them. But now it's like it doesn't do anything for me. Yeah,
yeah.
So, okay, the next one, moving up the list, number 71 for me is Lamb. I just watched this last week from 2021 with Noomi Rapace. Have you seen this?
I think I started to. Is this the one with
the Icelandic couple who are sheep? They're sheep farmers, and they discover that one day one of their sheep is born different. That's all I'm going to say.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's like, part human.
It's like a fairy tale. Yeah.
And they kind of adopt it. Yeah.
Right. You've got this like little kid running around with a sheep head, with a lamb, with a lamb head. That's basically what it is. Yeah.
No, it looks.
It's like,
the dad comes looking for.
Yeah. It's like an allegory. You know, I got bored with it, to be honest. I kept like, it's so this wonderful movie. And I'm like, I was expecting something really horrifying. And I'm like, so who's been fucking the sheep? I mean, for her, I'd be like, hey, what the fuck, man? That's
Harold.
Right. Yeah. From 2019 is the next one I've seen on this list. Number 70. We've all seen this. We did an episode on it. Color Out of Space.
Oh, yeah.
Nicolas Cage.
Yes.
Good movie.
I like that movie a lot.
Yeah.
A nice...
We talked about it, didn't we?
We did. Yeah. We had an episode on it. Yeah.
I think that's a really nice adaptation of that one, of that story. Just very quirky, and I liked it. And I liked the way it looked, too. I really did.
Yeah, the color scheme. Yeah, it is a nice look. It is a fun movie in that way. This is the next one. This also has Nick Cage, and I don't think you've seen this one yet, but I want you to because I want to do an episode. Long Legs.
I haven't seen it yet.
I have. Did you see it? Yes. Yeah, you really need to see it.
Yes,
you have to see it. Yeah. It's interesting.
Yeah, I love it. I thought it was really good.
Yeah, it's kind of bizarre.
We'll save it for the podcast.
Yeah, I'll. If you can get a chance to see it, watch it.
Yes, because it's really. I liked it. I thought it was really fun, and I think
it was
one of the best performances from Nick Cage that I've ever seen.
Cage,
and the makeup they had him in.
The makeup, it is really creepy. It's got some really good stuff.
There she is.
Okay, let's see the next one that I've seen on here. Let's see. Working our way up. No.
Just mention them if you even.
Oh, the menu.
No.
The sadness.
You never know. Dr. Tarr might have seen one of these.
Yeah. The Wrath of Becky.
Never
heard. Yeah. One nope. VR.
I know a Wrath of Mary, but not Becky.
Yeah. Censor After Midnight Till Death. I don't. What?
Yeah.
So many I've not seen here. The Dark and the
We're
Wicked.
Really showing our horror
age.
Yeah, well, you know, it's just,
we're monster kids. Okay. What do you want?
Here, number 42. We have seen this. We talked about it. Werewolf by Night. Yeah, the Marvel short.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It was fun. for a short, being a short movie.
I want them to do more.
I had fun with it.
Like, it's Halloween time, Marvel. Come on. Put out something else. Let's see another. I want to see Man-Thing again. You know?
I didn't like how they... All right. Okay. That's my only beef about that, but...
You didn't like how they had what?
Oh, Man-Thing being all chummy and... That's not Man-Thing. Man-Thing wasn't just... He's like this animated pile of plants. Vegetation that reacted to stuff.
He doesn't have any connection with humanity anymore. Unlike Swamp Thing.
Right.
Right.
Swamp Thing was the more intellectual one. Yeah.
That's how they differentiated. Okay, so...
Did Man-Thing like control some portal or something like that at some point? I don't know. Something weird. Gave me more...
Not in the 70s. He's not. That's where I'm reading right now.
But he was pals with the werewolf, though.
That's right. That's right. Okay. The next one I remember seeing a couple years ago. This is the number 37 on the list. This is Brooklyn 45.
Hmm.
It's have you seen it?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, it's a horror kind of a it reminds me of a few other horror films that I think I don't want to wait and see if they're on the list. If not, we'll talk about them. Yeah. It's got some supernatural elements also, but it's also got a lot of real world tension because it's about these veterans who've gotten together post-war to reunite and kind of deal with some trauma. And so
I was just reading about this movie the other day.
Oh, yeah.
I was going to say, you described that way, the trailer. I must have seen.
Yeah,
but it's kind of like a...
It is well done. And there is, it reminds me a little bit of the tension that you see like in Reservoir Dogs, you know, that kind of thing.
It's called
Brooklyn 45.
Brooklyn 45.
Yeah. I thought in general it was a pretty good movie. I was happy with it. The next one we have all seen for sure from 2020, number 36 on the list, Psycho Gorman.
I have not seen it.
Oh, no, really?
I have not seen it.
Oh, yeah. God.
I really wanted to like it. I really, really, really wanted to like it, but
what?
I didn't.
You didn't, Tucker?
No.
Whoa. I didn't. Man. Oh, my God.
It needed to go one way or the other. It did. And it couldn't decide what it wanted to do.
No, it was so funny, though. The movie is fantastic.
I like the characters the way they looked and shit, but
no, I thought
maybe really did. I really wanted to like it and I couldn't do it.
I loved it. I hope I definitely would. Yeah, so
it's on my list to see. I you know, because I've read about it. Yeah, so kind of like I mean, and I love the title. So
well, I played it for Mrs. Head and. She thought it was fantastic as well because she has a very, just like in the movie Taken, she has a very particular set of skills. She has a very particular set of things that she likes and doesn't like in horror films. And another thing she doesn't like. Yeah. And I thought, okay, the comedy aspect she's going to really like. And there's a silliness to the whole
film. Oh, yeah.
That's really appealing. And that, like, in a Peter Jackson over the top kind of way, you know?
You put it in that but. Yeah.
But anyway, but I think I don't want to say more about it because I think you need to watch it, Feather.
Yeah, I do want to see it. I do want to
see really
it.
It's really
good. I don't think it's available anyplace.
It's like mixing a kids' movie with a gore movie.
Yeah.
And it's just like, what hilarious outcomes. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Moving on up. Next one is A Quiet Place Part 2. Have either of you seen A Quiet Place Part 2?
Is that the one with what's her name?
Yes, with what's her name?
Yes, it's the one with what's her name.
That's the one with that. Yes,
I remember now.
Emily Blunt, Cillian Murphy.
Wrong one. What's the other one?
The
Birdcage.
One with what's her name?
They came out at the same time, didn't they?
Blind Box, Blind Bird.
Is that what that was called?
Bird Box.
Bird Box.
That, or the,
where you gotta be blind, you can't like see things.
Yeah,
right. Didn't they come out about the same time?
I don't know.
Anyway, and the other one's like hearing, right?
Yeah, these it's creatures like are
you can't make a sound.
You can't make noise, right?
I didn't even like the first one. Sorry.
No?
Really?
I liked it. I thought it was great. Yeah, I enjoyed it. This one, I didn't like two as much.
I think if aliens are going to get here,
But the, there's smarter. The other one. It's the actual the prequel, like A Quiet Place Day One, which is I thought was really good. It felt like a taut thriller, more like a almost felt like an action, like a video game that kind of like comparing Aliens to Alien. It was a much more ramped up, intense kind of experience. I thought it was done really well.
It was like,
yeah, part two was okay. It's all right. It's nothing to write home about. But the first, you know, not as good as the first one.
I'm not watching because I just don't like the basic premise for some reason.
Really? Okay.
I just don't like that. I don't know why. Yeah.
What, the invasion stuff?
No. If you have, you're blind. Is that, that's the premise of this one. You have to not Ooh. Be, I don't understand.
Almost like Day of the Triffids, right? Yeah. So
it just kind of, I don't know. It just doesn't appeal to me that, well, you know, I probably should watch it just to see how they handle that. You know.
All right. Yes. I think you should watch it. See how they handle it.
Yeah. I said, I think I will. What's the one you're talking? No, wait a minute. We were talking about two. This is the, what's the movie?
A Quiet Place?
A Quiet Place. Okay. No, that's the other one. And the other one's
Bird Box.
Oh, Bird Box.
The Bird Box is one where you have to be blind.
Well, right. You have to, like, you can't look.
Exactly. Yeah. But the other one then is about you can't. You
can't make noise.
Yeah.
Right. I'm going
to
make
one. And there seemed to be a bunch of these that came out about the same time.
Well, I'm going to make one where you can't taste. Concept. So it means all the food has to be really bland.
Yeah.
No! The monster.
Oh, it tasted so
I could
good.
Never watch that. I could never watch that. I go crazy.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. And if you watch.
Oh, my
good
God, they're
movies,
eating plain oatmeal again.
Again.
Yeah.
Plain oatmeal for supper.
That's right. Popcorn entourage. No Does butter. Remember that commercial?
No butter. They're
making popcorn
no salt,
all the time.
Popcorn. Oh, God.
The microwaves.
Okay, Look, moving
honey,
on up.
Popcorn
like the Jeffersons, we're moving on up. Number 20 on the list. And I'm going to get the sneaking suspicion that we're going to have a lot of movies that they didn't put on the list because a lot of the movies I've been really, there haven't been too many I've seen on here. This one is called Megan.
I know of it. I've seen enough of it, I think. Yeah,
I think I started watching it one time, but maybe not.
Yul Brynner as a little girl.
Yeah, I'm really surprised that it's so high on the list.
You didn't like it very well?
No, it was okay. I mean, I like the actor who they have playing the doll.
Yeah. Okay, so Megan is a doll.
She looked good. I have to admit, it looked good.
Yeah, and I like the concept, stuff. But again, it's nothing that we haven't seen in other forms, right? Like as Dr. Tarr said, made a joke about Yul Brynner. You know, paging Michael Crichton. You know, it's basically technology.
Yeah.
Askew. What happens with the dangers of AI when they interpret their prime directive too literally or whatever, you know, kind
as
of
as opposed
thing.
To Chucky Supernatural.
Right. Right.
Gotcha.
But, you know,
gotcha.
But there's something to that. And then I also watched the second one, Megan 2.0. So,
Megan 2.0?
I just watched that.
I think I fixed the problem.
This one, there is a
That's
little
the tagline.
Right. That's it.
Let's find out.
There is a sense of silliness to these movies that isn't, you know, and there's some humor. And that's, they know the ridiculousness of what they're doing, and they lean into it. Right. And that's... They're entertaining. I won't say they're good, but I say they're get some popcorn, get yourself an ice cream sandwich, and I think you'll be fine that you're entertained.
It's a monster. You know, creature. Yeah,
but it's not necessarily good. So
yeah,
but 2.0 I think in some ways was sillier. It was like it's like the difference between Terminator 2, the way that you know the interaction with the Terminator. A little more on the comedy side.
Yeah.
So they leaned a little bit more into the comedy in almost like a Chucky level of comedy. Not as much, but that kind of dark humor. There's a little bit of that sewn into the script.
So. The whole doll, horror doll genre is kind of fun. That goes like way back. And it's just.
Well, Devil Doll. Kind of, they got those, and then the first one I remember was the Trilogy of Terror.
What's that?
Yeah.
No, what's the one in, well, I guess I'm thinking of like the ventriloquist dolls too.
Well, the early one was Stroheim.
Stroheim, what's the Dead of Night? That segment with the
right, yes,
and what's
that was
the one
1945?
With what's the one with Anthony Hopkins? The
Magic.
I liked Magic.
I thought
a
Magic
lot.
Was, that was
I,
a good.
I liked it. That's still a pretty good movie.
That also has Anthony Hopkins in it.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Yes. Makes a big difference right there.
Just the whole, and Burgess Meredith. And
but yeah, so, okay. So we're at Megan.
Yeah.
Now where are we? Where, let's go on.
Megan, number 18 from 2022. This is X.
X?
X. Right.
Oh, that's part of that Pearl trilogy?
Right.
Right?
Yes.
I haven't seen
it. It's like
of
an exploitation set in the 70s. About a group of people.
They're making a porno. Or,
going to shoot porn.
I think that's kind of interesting.
Yeah, shoot a porn.
Oh, I remember reading about that.
They're ripping off my idea that I had from the next Cyclops movies production, the Inappropriate Stories for Children, about the porn crew on a shoot. They're shooting Leave It on the Beaver. But this movie does that as well. But it's like set in the 70s, like late 70s. And to me, it's not really. There is a horror element, but it takes so long to get there. It's by the end, it's like
like a psycho type.
Yeah, I just didn't think. It's like, oh, okay, here's this what we're doing. I see this what we're going.
The
on.
Build up to the.
Yeah, it didn't do anything shocking, or it was. I mean, it's like there's nudity in it. Like, okay, you're gonna expect that when they're shooting a porn. And there's some blood, and that, you know, it's like
I paid how much.
Right, yeah. So I didn't. When I saw that there was a trilogy, I'm like, well, fuck that. I'm not going to watch them.
Yeah. So, it's X, XX, X. And XXX.
Ah, I get it.
It's X. I mean, Jenna Ortega's in it, so if you like her, you can definitely see her.
Wait a minute. Isn't she Wednesday?
Wednesday till Thursday.
Right, yes.
Really? Ooh. Yeah. I might have to watch it just for that. I'm an old man with a very unhealthy obsession of her.
Okay.
Especially when she's goth. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, so there you go. She's definitely in it. So there you go. So I'll leave you to that.
Yeah.
Oh, you will.
Now there's a reason. That.
That's right. My mind is racing. My mind is racing.
I'm going to Amazon. Order me some socks. Give me some Heidi's.
And the Adam family here. That's just that's perfect. Right.
And then put on the Wednesday dance, and I'm spent. Like Michael Caine in The Hand.
Yeah. With a black stocking. Yes,
that's right. Wednesday's my favorite day. Okay, number 17.
Day.
I think we've all seen this. Prey, the prequel sequel to Predator.
Yes,
fantastic. Apparently, there's another.
I like this
in the works.
I like this a lot.
Like a sequel to Prey in the works.
Oh, is there?
From what I hear, yes.
Yeah, Prey wasn't bad. Prey wasn't bad.
Yeah, I liked it a lot.
Yeah, it was a fun monster movie. I liked it a lot.
Yeah,
it was. Yeah. And then I liked the setting, and that's what they did. Fun.
Yes.
They
transplanted
the time and setting and And I liked how it featured her, an Indian maiden being female and learning all the stuff that all the guys do and still hold her own against
You like her as a character.
Yeah.
Right. And the setting is really, really lovely.
Very independent of all the culture and this
And you're thinking, okay. As people who've been Predator fans, you saw what they did to a bunch of modern mercenaries with like machine guns. You're thinking, what the fuck are these, these people going to do with their bows and arrows against these Predators? But like this theme, and like also in the Predator animated movie, have you seen that one yet?
No.
Oh, you need to. You really need to.
Yeah. What is that called? And what's it on?
I don't know. I found it on the. I found it out in the ether.
No, they called it. Oh, what the fuck was
like
it?
King of Predators or King of
Kill,
King of the Kill or
Killer of Killers.
Killer of Killers. Yeah.
Something like that.
Really good. But it's similar. It's if you liked Prey, then you will like that animated
it's
movie.
It's like transplant.
It's like
time.
Vignettes like that. There's like different scenes and different periods of
time.
Yeah,
I remember reading about it.
Yeah. So, but that's really good. But Prey, looking forward to that. Okay, now next one from 2023, we have Talk to Me. About a group of friends who discover how to conjure spirits using an embalmed hand.
Oh, I saw the trailer for that. I thought, oh, this looks so
It's
stupid.
Really good.
Is it?
Really?
Yes, it is. It's creepy. It is spooky. The story is really compelling. And it's, it kind of builds up to what you need to do. And it gets... I don't want to spoil it. I really don't.
Okay, don't. Because it might be something I'd look.
Okay, yeah. I'll try.
Check it out.
I'll try.
Called Talk to Me, right?
I will when we talk about it, once we're done, we talk about it. Talk to Me. Then I there's a connection I want to make to another movie that I know we like. I think you'll see. Okay, well, Talk to Me. Number 16. I thought, really creepy. Definitely would watch again. The next one up here on this list that I've seen. Number 9, Oddity.
I think refresh me on Oddity.
This is like a ghost story.
Is that the one where they bring in like it's like a carved?
Yes. It's a very like a weird like figure inside
that he's supposed to channel shit through and
right.
I didn't like it.
It looks nice, but at the end I thought it was unsatisfying. Like not enough. It was happened.
And it was like you've seen it before anyway. It was just like more a visual.
It could have been scary, but it really wasn't. Like it was like something you would see like in Creepshow or that kind of thing. It was like
it's like the Conjuring stuff, and it's just like. It became,
but British,
wasn't even,
so nothing happened.
Wasn't it? Yeah. I didn't care for that one.
Yeah, it looked fine. The movie looks good. It's a nice looking movie. It's very kind of dimly lit and greens and blues, subtle hues, but it's not.
Story wise, nothing you haven't
seen
before.
Nothing going on.
Or experienced.
Let's see. Where are we at? Number
8.
The only last one I've seen was the number 1, His House.
Never saw it.
Some refugees have made their escape from the Sudan, and they're trying to
adjust. Oh, I have seen that.
And there's like this
or parts of it
supernatural entity in their house, in their apartment, like from the person who owned it.
And, they go to England, and they're
refugees. Yeah.
Refugees, and they're assigned a house, and there's
assigned
like
housing,
very very strict restrictions on where they can go, and so they have they're forced to spend most of the time in the home.
So there's some stuff about critiques of the immigration system and immigrants in Europe and in England, and there's some political commentary going on for sure,
right? And particularly the woman, yes, ego,
But it's pretty good. But there are a lot of movies that I'm surprised were not on the list. And now, Professor Feather, you mentioned Abigail. Let's talk about Abigail.
When did that come out?
It did. Maybe. No.
See, maybe I don't know when.
Let me check because I know someone who. I know someone who has it.
Or is that considered a movie, or was that? A Netflix
it was a movie.
Or whatever.
Yeah, it's a movie.
I didn't. Oh, is it?
No. Okay, no. It. Yeah, Abigail.
It's just a couple years ago.
2024. No, yeah.
24. Yeah.
I'm thinking of Annabelle.
Annabelle. Okay.
I don't know when those came out either.
Yeah, those are around. Yeah, the Conjuring series. I don't know. I like them.
Oh, do you? Well, I didn't like the whole Ed and Lorraine thing.
The Conjuring was 2013, so it was definitely in there, the Conjuring series. So, I think they get a little one note. And when I watched them, I was watching them like on speed and a half. So, I didn't want to spend that much time. They're not that interesting. Except it was a more recent one where the origin of Annabelle. No, it was just called Annabelle, I think. Or Annabelle That's Origins or something like that.
Is that what you saw?
I've seen it.
That might be the one I saw.
Yeah. There's a great scene by the cemetery in that one. That one I thought was really good.
Yeah. Here's an interesting fact about watching that movie. I watched that movie with a couple other people in Second Life. We went to this theater and watched that whole movie, in this theater, like it was like you're in a theater. and right. we could talk and, you know, talk and stuff. We had mic, we had our mics on so we could actually talk to each other and stuff, which I thought was pretty interesting.
No, that was fun. I like that.
But as a consequence, I don't really remember much about the movie. So I just remember that it was an experience, and I kind of liked the movie, you know, and I'm not a big that type of fan, but I think it was the situation, you know, with a couple other friends that one friend was from Japan. The other one was from England, you know, we're sitting there talking, great. Cause the Japanese guy had only recently learning English. So his English wasn't real good, but, it was still funny and, you know, and he made fun of himself a lot, you know, but, that was a lot of fun, but I remember liking the movie, you know, but I just don't really remember a lot about it. And I was surprised that I kind of liked
Killer it. Killer so. Doll movie, isn't it?
Yeah, I think. Yeah.
Pretty much.
Yeah. But yeah, Killer Doll. Anyway.
I think go ahead.
I was going to say one that I had mentioned before we started that isn't on this list, which I find odd, came out in 2021, is Willy's Wonderland, which stars Nicolas Cage. Have you seen it, Dr. Head? Where it's in the you know, like Chuck E. Cheese place. It's called Willy's Wonderland.
In the middle of nowhere. You
know, yeah, the animatronics.
I don't know that I have seen that. I don't think I have. Because I would have remembered that, I think.
Night cleanup guy and... Yeah,
he becomes locked in it.
Oh no, but, I have. I definitely have not.
He doesn't have any dialogue, does he?
He does not say a word in the whole movie. Not a word.
And he doesn't.
I expected him at the end to say something. You know, like you know, thank you.
A tagline.
He says absolutely nothing in the whole
Fantastic.
Movie.
Fantastic! I love that.
Here's your token, kid.
And I think it's a really good movie.
Why'd you do this movie?
It is a horror movie. It's a supernatural horror movie. The animatronics have been imbued with these serial killers' spirits.
It's like a whole bunch of Chuckies.
Like a whole bunch of Chuckies, yeah.
Only, yeah, and wasn't only big, the town only, feeding people
They're animatronics, you know, big. They're all big. And Willie himself is a, got fangs, like a
walrus
vampire?
No.
Rodent rat?
Kind of like a rat.
Beaver? Oh, okay.
I don't know. It's not a rat. Anyway, but they're all different. Each one of the
alpaca
animatronic, and Nicolas Cage plays this. You don't even know what he is.
Drifter.
He's got this super, a drifter. He's got this super hot car. And I mean, he's just flying down. And that car sounds so good. The rumble in that car is just so beautiful. And he's driving down this road like really fast. And all of a sudden, bam, bam, bam. He hits all four of his tires blow. And when he stops and gets out, there's a policeman's thing that goes across the road to blow your tires. And that happens. And then all of a sudden, this tow truck comes up and says, oh, yeah, we'll tow you back. And it's in this little, I think, Texas town or something like that. But
of course,
he says, well, it's going to cost you $5,000 or something to get your car fixed. And he says, my friend here can give you a job. And he says, yeah, you go out there and clean that place overnight and give it a good cleaning. And the next day, your car will be ready for you and you can drive off. He says, I'll pay for everything. So Nicolas Cage doesn't say anything, but he does it. He just, you know, he goes and does it. And it's just, it's whacked out. I mean, it's just a really whacked out movie. I don't want to talk a whole lot about it since you haven't seen it.
That's what makes it fun.
You need to look it up, Dr. Head, because I think you'll enjoy it. It's got some good humor in it. And
Nick Cage.
And Nick Cage, and even though he doesn't speak, he's still Nick Cage.
He doesn't need to. It's Nick Cage.
He doesn't need to. That's right. That's right.
I can just imagine him in an interview. So why'd you do this movie? Oh,
I'm not saying anything.
I didn't have to memorize any dialogue.
Yeah.
You know?
How fucking easy was this check?
The dialogue. Duh. I don't have to say a thing. I just walk around and do stuff. Okay.
And beat the shit out of these animatronics.
Which I had fun.
It is good. It is good.
That's fantastic.
The other one I was going to mention that's not on that list, maybe it's too new, is the one that we just reviewed, talked about, Nosferatu.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
The, oh, yeah.
That remake, you know.
Yep.
That's not on this list either. It might be too new for the list.
Which was like, not... me.
Yeah.
But anyway, I mean, it was a horror movie. I can say I watched
right,
it.
Right, right. No, it's good. Hey, that's right. One I'm bringing up, I don't know if you've seen it, is A Haunting in Venice from 2023.
Yeah.
With Kenneth Branagh. It's like a mystery.
I know
like,
about
like,
it.
Yeah,
yeah, I know
it's
about
really
it.
Good. It's actually a good mystery. It's actually got some really nice
what's
spooky elements. A Haunting in Venice. It's beautifully look. I mean, you'll love the way the film looks. I mean, it's absolutely lush. Yes, that's definitely enjoyable. I would totally recommend.
One
that.
More time, what was the name?
A Haunting in Venice.
A
Haunting in Venice. Yeah, I'm going down here this list and seeing what. Now, I've not seen the new I Know What You Did Last Summer. I've not seen that, so I don't know if it's any good. But
what's that? A remake?
Yeah, like a remake, right? Or another
because what wasn't that a show from the
90s? The original came out in the 90s, right? Yeah. Right. Just like Killer Clowns from Outer Space is being remade. You know, they're just remaking.
Didn't they do like Suspiria and
right?
Well, they did remake Suspiria, yeah.
Yeah,
and there was something else. Another.
I had no desire to see it, I guess, because
no, the original one was fine.
Never watched the first one.
Yeah,
same with Killer Clowns. I've never even seen the first one. I can't understand why you would remake that one either.
Because it's got to be for an American audience, and you know,
they'll consume anything.
They did that with Let the Right One In.
Yeah, because they're not going to go rent some Swedish horror film that they read subtitles yeah. for. You know, they're like they're not going to do.
Too bad. I'd rather watch
a remake. But a really good movie.
But the remake actually was good, though. I mean, Chloe Grace Moretz is great. I think she's really great in the role. I don't like remakes. Notoriously, just do not like them.
Pretty much.
But yeah. This has the look and the feel of Let the Right One In, and it maintains that kind of morose kind of character to it. And I think it's really done well. It's very, it's one of the better.
There are differences, but
there are differences. There are some things right that they are had changed. I think, but for the most part, I think it's still the same story and that sense of heartbreak and loss and. And beauty and sadness, you know, all those things. I think it's good.
Yeah. It's just a feeling the other one had. It was just, yeah.
It's bleak. The other one, it's the lighting, it's cold in the middle of fucking winter. It's bleak. Yeah. And this one, I think, conveys that. I think it still does that. But, you know, there are so many, so much garbage out. It's hard to, there's not too many good horror movies out.
Oh no!
That aren't being
never
made,
has been.
You know, but... I do like the first Smile. I'd recommend that. I still think that's really really creepy.
When did that come out?
Just a couple years ago. You know.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty new.
Yeah.
I thought it was. Yeah.
And then I also recommend It Follows, which I think came out in 2020.
I've heard of it. Never watched it.
Yes. It leans. It's also very
like a sexual thing, isn't it? Like, yes. Almost becomes like a VD or something like that. You pass it on.
It's
someone else.
Someone's taking the best of J horror. Like Ringu has a sex addiction. Okay, that's you know.
Okay.
Yes. Well, spoiler alert. Thank you, Dr. Tarr. No, I think that's yes, but it wouldn't be.
I've
got
an evil spirit. I've not really got to fuck you.
But the way it's done, it's the way it's shot and how it kind of portrays it is really kind of effective and creepy. And I see a lot of that, like in Smile. Smile just took that element because Smile
now,
came out
is
after
it from
and
Smile?
It made it much more hurt.
I saw a clip of something, and it might have been from Smile, but where someone was like sitting in a classroom and like. The way they had it, you're like, look, you see her profile and you're like looking out a window.
Yeah.
And you see that person like
way in the courtyard,
way
smiling.
Out there.
Yeah.
And just makes that, you know, she just kind of keeps glancing over and
that grin. Yeah.
I'd like, yeah, that was creepy. That was kind of crazy.
It is. So, it's a really
that's in
creepy,
Smile.
That's in Smile.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I said. I've got that on my list. I want
to. Yeah. It's very effective and it's, the simple things are really effective here. It's really good.
But it does remind me, the Japanese, like the Ringu or something like
that. It has that feel.
Right.
It certainly has that feel. Someone who is a fan, it's like they're making really wonderful adaptations of J-horror. It's kind of what it feels like.
Yeah.
You know? Did you like the Ring?
Not the American version. No.
The American version.
I love Ringu.
Ring. Yeah. I said Ring. That's why I said Ring.
The Ring. Yeah, the Ring. No, I thought it was a really anemic whitewashing. And the fact that they treated me like an idiot. Like in the Japanese version, they don't tell you day one, day two, or like, here's the date, 3 days ago, here's the date, 2 days ago. Like, yeah, I can count backwards from seven. You fucking idiot. And I also didn't like how they borrowed from Ring 2 and threw that into there. And so I just thought it's just not as effective. Yeah. Some of the visuals they just copied and redid.
Right.
Your source is creepy, but it wasn't.
Didn't have the same effect.
No, the storytelling wasn't good. It wasn't.
Not at all.
It was dumbed down. Yeah, I didn't like it. I
Ringu is one of my favorite horror movies ever.
Oh yeah, Ringu's.
I just love that movie.
You know, and my
that movie creeps me out. It actually,
I don't have it here.
Oh,
yes.
What's the other one that came out about the same time?
Which across through the TV. Well, my former mother-in-law, she crocheted a little Ringu girl doll for me.
Really?
And I don't have it here. It's packed away.
Oh,
but
that's cool.
It's creepy as fuck because she has a really long hair. It for my birthday.
Very cool.
Like that.
That's
like little
great.
X's for eyes. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I think Kim described it to her. She's like, you want me to do what? She's like, trust me. It'll be all fine. He'll like it. Because, you know, she of course had not seen Ringu, but Kim had described it
That's so cool.
Described it. Yeah. And I'm like, oh, this is awesome. I mean, it is like totally scary, you know, like very, very cool. Like, okay, so I'll have to find it. I'll show you.
Because
that scene is one of the most horrific scenes. Yes. It's so visceral. I'm like, oh, okay, this is nightmare fuel, you know?
Yeah.
What was the other movie that's always associated with it? It came out about the same time.
The Grudge?
Tomy? Yeah.
The Grudge?
Yeah.
Yeah, The Grudge.
That's a good movie, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I like that movie, too.
I love the ghosty stuff. Like the Korean, The Wailing. Have you seen The Wailing?
Yeah. Yeah.
Is that the village that
weird
stuff is happening?
Yeah. That's a very common trope we see in a lot of Asian storytelling.
Right.
I remember I used to tutor these lovely English or girls from Korea. And they were telling me we were exchanging culture and learning culture. And I learned my one Korean
word. Is that what they're calling
Babo.
It?
Babo. Babo. Babo is just kind of like stupid. It's like an insult.
Oh, okay.
So that's the only word I remember from my Korean. But but I learned, one of the girls said she didn't, like, she was always afraid to take a shower because she believed that the ghost would come and come through the ceiling and grab her and pull her away. Because that was the story she was passed on from her grandma. This was in their family. Like, so this is where the ghosts live. The ghosts are in here. They are attracted to this or that, and they will get you in the bathroom. And that still carried with her. And I thought, wow.
Thanks, Grandma.
It's so pervasive still. These really ghost stories are real. And so they are telling these stories that we can't. We don't, because we don't have those beliefs here, you know, where we're at. But I love seeing it in those movies. It's so – and it's done so creepily.
That's like – there are a few books or movies and a series, a couple of seasons of a series. The Tony Hillerman books with Joe Leaphorn, who's the sheriff.
Yeah.
But the books are really good because they go into a lot of information about how they perceive ghosts and how ghosts work and everything. You know, it's so different. You know, there again, it's a whole different culture.
Yes.
I think that's just fascinating. And he was an expert on their cult, on the culture, on the American Indian cultures. And he intertwines that in the books so well. And even in where you can see it now.
AMC, I think, was showing him.
The new, it's called Dark. Shit. Anyway,
yeah.
I can't. There's two seasons of it, and they're They're AMC. They're really good. They're AMC Plus. And then I've got them, I think, through Acorn. I think they're actually offered through Acorn.
Nice.
But anyway, they're really good. And the second series is extremely dark and deals with that whole subject a lot. And Mrs. Tarr doesn't like the second season at all because it is really dark. And,
yes.
And he's like tortured, you know, through that season. And if you read the books, the books are a little different. They deal a little differently, but the books are great. The books are really good. And the other one that deals in that to a degree is the Longmire books. Mm-hmm. He goes into quite in depth in some of the books about their beliefs, you know, their occult beliefs.
That's another great series.
Oh, it's Longmire. One of my favorites.
Yeah.
One of my favorites.
Yeah. Yeah. I got into watching that from Mrs. Head. Yeah.
Oh, the TV show?
Yeah.
TV series?
I never read the books, but I like the TV show.
Here, yeah. The books are better. Way better.
I can imagine.
I mean, just way better. I like the TV series. I like the guy that played Robert Taylor,
yes,
who's like an Australian or a New Zealand guy.
Yeah.
I liked him a lot, and I liked the guy that – remember the guy that plays the sheriff?
Yeah.
The Native American? Mm-hmm. He's the guy that plays Longhorn or Leaphorn.
Right. Leaphorn, right.
He plays Leaphorn in the Dark Winds.
Dark Winds, that's it. Yes, yes, yes.
But
yeah, he's great.
I didn't – they just went in a different direction with the books – or with the story to a degree, because in the books, he's amazingly witty all the time. All the time. And also, I absolutely hated, because I had read the books, I hated Katie Sackhoff as Vic.
Okay.
Because in the books, she's short, got dark hair, and is absolutely knock dead gorgeous. I mean, just everybody that sees her just goes, oh. Katie Sackhoff, no. She looks like a man. Come on. You know?
That's where you want Jenna Ortega in that role,
that's
right?
That's where Jenna Ortega is. But they just did, they did some stuff with him, made him kind of go crazy in some area. And they had this whole thing with the, remember about the sheriff, the young guy that was going to,
yes,
that's not in the books. That's something they added.
Well, I figured they have the basic premise, the characters, the setting, and they probably have to gear it toward longevity of a TV series arc.
Yeah, I understand that. That's, I watched
but,
it, and I liked
yeah,
it. I did like it.
I didn't know there were books. Just like the Dark Winds, I had no idea that they were books. And I would especially the Dark Winds, I would totally read that.
Yeah,
series.
That's Tony Hillerman.
Okay.
Yeah, and then his daughter, Ann Hillerman, when he died, took over the series. Oh. And she's written a bunch, too. And I haven't read hers yet. I'd read bunch of the early ones. I haven't read all of we're just now going through the Leaphorn book series. I've read every one of the Longmires. I mean, 15, 16, whatever. There's maybe all 19 books or something like that.
Nice.
And they're all, there's a couple of them that I didn't particularly, I thought they drug a little too much. And that has to do kind of with
longevity.
Well, it has to do with kind of the soup, not supernatural, but their perception of the occult, the spirits and stuff. And he goes through this winter thing where he's chasing this guy, and he has this vision of this Indian who's kind of leading him, and he, you know, but it goes way too long. I thought, you know, they portray that part a little bit in the series. Remember where he's chasing the guy, that escapes, and he has to chase him up into the mountains.
Yes.
Yeah, that's taken from that part.
Okay.
Nice. And thankfully they shortened it, you know, for TV. So I said, that's better. That's the way it should have been written in the book. But I'm not going to knock it too much. I do want to mention one other before we head out that I think this is one of the most truly, truly horror movies that I've ever attempted to watch in my life. And it just came out, and it just, I mean, it was so disgusting that I had to quit watching it. It's Amazon Prime's original movie, War of the Worlds.
I haven't seen it.
Okay, maybe not horror is not the right word. Maybe horrible is better.
Horrible, yeah.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. It's a fucking Amazon commercial. It's an hour and a half long Amazon commercial. It's one of the worst.
Alexa, get me off.
Oh, my God. It's so bad. I mean, Ice Cube, Ice Baby, Melted. I don't know, one of those guys plays the main guy. It is all through the computers, through the internet. You never,
it's like
you
a see nothing computer found time. Footage type thing. And it's,
yes,
I haven't and seen it. I've only seen the trailer, but
I watched maybe half of it. And then I went back and I've watched probably four reviews of it, you know, and the reviews are just hilarious because it is such a bad movie. And I mean, Rotten Tomatoes gives it a zero. I mean, that's how wow. bad it is.
And wasn't it like it was made a while ago, though? They just
it
now
was made in 2020 and just now releasing it because that's was kind of the whole premise is. You know, you're isolated, you know,
the 2020 pandemic
and isolation. But it is just, I mean, it's the writing is absolutely atrocious. The acting is atrocious. And I'm not kidding. There's a part where he needs a thumb drive. He's the head of national security or something. Like he's the only person that does national security. It's bizarre. It's bonkers. But anyway, at one point, he needs a thumb drive, doesn't have a thumb drive, so he calls his girlfriend's boyfriend, who is an Amazon driver, and sets it up and has him deliver.
I work for the government, but I don't have a spare thumb drive.
What I recommend is don't watch the movie, but watch any review on YouTube.
Watch the review
because the reviews are they're funnier and way more entertaining than the movie.
And shorter.
And shorter. Yeah. I just had to throw that in there because I actually started watching it. Never read any reviews or anything. And I probably didn't even get halfway through and I'm going, "What the hell is this?" And I said that, "This is like an Amazon commercial. Every time you see Amazon something in the background." And it is. It really, and it's made. It's an original movie made by Amazon. Oh fuck!
So how'd that work? Is that product? Now,
there's
placement?
My horror Did movie. There's my horror pick of the week.
That does sound terrifying. I don't think I'll watch it.
No, I would not.
Who is it? Thanks, Jeff.
I did not like Tom Cruise's remake of War of the Worlds.
I didn't like it very
much. Visually,
well
I thought it looked. I mean, the fight scenes,
liked it.
The attack scenes.
I don't
great.
Know why.
I like the beginning of it, but then it just bogs down for me.
That's what I thought.
I didn't think I was going to like it, and I walked in thinking that, and because Max and I went when he was little, but I ended up liking it more than I thought I was going to.
That's interesting.
It pulled a lot of elements from the 50s movie and just went off a little bit. But
there's such a, I there again, that's nostalgia, I think.
It's not a great feeling
to that original movie. You know?
Yeah, the original
it was. No,
so,
I agree.
It's so beautiful to look at.
But we were like,
but that was the link is like two. That's why I didn't want to watch the remake, another remake. Give me George Powell. I'm fine. I don't need to see it again because it can't be.
Max liked the, and it's still, he goes, he still laughs about this. It's like, you know, in the movie when they made that siren, you know, their horn type noise, their warning, not warning, but, you know, their threatening noise. You know, when we were in the theater out, you know, with the speakers and stuff, when he was little like that, he was like, you know, that's, and he still remembers that today. And he'll say that. Yeah. Yeah, it was kind of funny.
Well, there again, you know, for him, I mean, that's a whole, he probably hadn't seen the original.
Nope.
You know, and so, you know, there was no reference. You know, I can understand that. That's, we were talking about, like, you know, some of the other, like we, earlier, you know, maybe one of the other podcasts, we were talking about, like, the Marvel movies. That, you know, people go and see this movie and say, I just love that movie. And I'm going, I don't want to, you know, I read about it now and I've seen it. It's not the Fantastic Four is the one we were talking about. It's not the Fantastic Four I would want to see, you know. They're not the same people. It's not the same, you know. And then until Darren Van Damme said he took his kids, it's a family-friendly movie. And that totally changed my viewpoint. And now I got to go. I actually want to see the movie because I want to watch it from that viewpoint. You know,
yeah, I do want to see that, and I want to see Superman.
my son Jason and I were talking about, because he went to the movie and saw it, and he said he didn't like it because of the same. He's a comic geek, you know. He grew up reading all that, you know, everything. But he said he went to work and talked to this other guy, and the guy says, "That's a great movie. I love that movie." And Jason said, "Well, it doesn't follow the comic." He said, "I don't know. I never read the comic books."
Yeah.
You know, he said, "I just went to the movie and saw a movie." And Jason went, "Oh," you know, and it started dawning on him. The vast majority of people that go to these movies aren't right. comic book freaks. Right. They're not there. They have no reference.
Right.
They don't care about
They don't
that
care.
Stuff.
They don't care. Mrs. Yes. Head is that
yes.
way.
Yes.
That's why,
and
she
I can
that's
understand
why she's not
that.
Bothered by the first Spider-Man. Like, yeah. No, it's wrong. It's wrong.
Yes, yes.
In so many ways. But it doesn't matter to her.
And she probably you know, has no, no yes. problem with the very first Fantastic Four either. Huh?
No, I don't know the
Roger Corman one.
Yeah. Oh, that one. I actually liked some elements of that.
Well, yeah, me too.
But yeah, no,
it was
just,
a little more.
Yeah,
a little more.
I totally get what you mean. I'm looking forward to seeing it. Fantastic Four. We saw Superman last week.
Did you
like it or not?
Yeah, I really did. Mrs. Head loves it.
Glaflie said the same thing. Said it was.
I kind of want to watch it.
Yeah.
He said to me, "You will probably even like it."
It
because
is not,
there hasn't been a Superman movie made that I've liked so far.
Okay.
So.
It's not the movie I was expecting to see.
That's, yeah.
And I'm okay with that.
Yeah, that's what.
But I don't want to. I'm not going to say. I don't want to spoil anything. Because it deserves to be seen. It deserves to be seen on a big screen.
I want to try to get there. I don't know if it's still playing. I don't know.
But if I mean,
I would like to see it on the big screen.
Yeah, and definitely see it. It's really, really good.
Cool.
Yeah, those are the two I would like to see on the big screen right now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'd like to, because Sean and I were going to go see Fantastic Four, and had kind of, you know, made plans and everything. And then Jason went the day before we were going to go and saw it. And Jason just railed against it, you know. Said, it's just horrible. He said, it's, you know, just not good, you know. And he went into detail about a lot of stuff. And I went, oh, okay. And then so I called Sean. Sean goes, yeah, I kind of heard the same things. He said, I said, well, let's hold off. He said, yeah, let's just hold off. And then I saw that Darren Van Damme, you know, and he had, now I talked to Gadfly again. I said, you know, I told him. He goes, "Oh, yeah, well, maybe it is worth a watch." You know, thinking it from those terms, you know. So anyway, off the topic of Halloween and horror movies.
Yeah,
I did hear somewhere. I read they're making a remake of something with this Wicked This Way Comes.
Oh really?
Oh yeah, really.
Which I am not interested in. that movie, I watch that movie every Halloween. That's one of my favorite movies. It's one of my favorite Ray Bradbury.
That's on Disney
books.
Right now, isn't it?
Probably is. Probably is. I own a DVD of it. So
do
I,
you?
I can watch it. Yeah. And I also bought streaming. I bought the Halloween Story. Is that what? The Ray Bradbury.
Oh, did you?
Hanna-Barbera.
Cool. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I watch that, and I also read the book every year, because it's so you can read the book in it. You know,
I've got that this year,
but it's a good. I like that Hanna-Barbera with the Leonard Nimoy as the Mount Shroud's voice. Yeah, very good, very cool. That's all I got to say.
I think the last thing I will chime in is while not horror, I love watching the it. It's a great pumpkin, Charlie Brown. So,
oh, yeah.
Yes,
oh,
I do too.
Okay, if we're doing that, can I throw in Mad Monster Party too?
Of
Mad
course.
Monster Party.
That's a good way to end. Yeah. Right. We've talked about
I will try to watch that around Halloween.
Oh, even barring the bad music. Hey, just
kind of... Yeah, yeah. No, it doesn't matter. It doesn't, doesn't matter. Yeah.
Phyllis
yeah.
Diller.
And, you know, the other one too, because we've talked about this before since it's Halloween, is I do watch Halloween. Halloween 1 and Halloween 2. I always watch them.
Those are fun.
And every occasionally, if I can find it, I don't know if I can find it somewhere, I'll watch Halloween 3. even though it's, you know, just because.
Not part of the other two.
Not part of the other two, but I like it as a standalone goofy movie.
Yeah. It's so weird.
Yes,
yeah,
it is. Yes,
yes,
movie.
Yes. But I do watch
You're right, though. I do like
which
it.
I consider classic horror movies. And the first one, you know, with Jamie Lee Curtis as being a woman of stamina and guts, you know, and not, oh my God, I need a man to help me, you know, and all that shit.
Even though
it's the first, one of the first movies that shown the feminist, you know, kind of point of view, you know,
through the character with the camera lenses through the killer's point of view. Or the male point of view. So you had those contrasting.
Or the male point. Exactly.
You get the contrasting. Yes. The movie looks
she's
like
not
it's
doing
being told,
what she's supposed to do.
And her response. So that's you get that really intense, uncomfortable gaze sometimes.
Yeah.
And at that cinema verite with the, you can see the hand, this is a handheld camera or whatever, or it looks. But yeah, I love the way the film is shot.
Me too.
And the
simplicity of it, the cleanness.
The blank music. Killer. You know, just.
Yeah. It's a menacing build. It's a build. It's an organic menace that builds and builds
and
builds.
And with no explanation.
Right.
Right.
Which I really appreciated.
And that's true horror.
Not explaining his resurrections all the time and stuff. He just is what he is.
Yes. No explanation. Just, yes.
Yeah. After the third one, I have no use for any of the other ones.
No. I've seen some of them. I don't know what happened.
I have to. Don't like them.
Like Friday the 13th. Like I've seen most of them. I it's the same movie over and over again.
It's the same movie. Oh,
yeah.
Do they have to pay William Shatner royalties?
For the mask? I don't. I think I heard him say one time that he was amused that, you know, he didn't give a fuck, but he was amused that they used his
mask. Yeah.
William Shatner is a great guy. If you ever watched interviews or anything, he's really a nice person.
He transcends.
He's got a great sense of humor.
Yeah.
You know, just a great guy all around, you know.
Yes.
And the guy's 99, something like that?
Oh, he's in his 90s.
Yeah, he's in his 90s. Yeah. I met William Shatner years ago. I think I've shared this story before, but it's a good story worth sharing for those new listeners. It was at the Dragon Con or Gen Con or something in Cleveland, and he was there and Linda Blair was there, and I was there to see Stan Lee, my bucket list Stan Lee. So when I got to William Shatner, I had a copy of my Star Trek 4 DVD for him to sign, along with a song lyric from a great band called the Escape Fetal Pigs, and the song was "Why Does Captain Kirk Always Get Laid?" and and then also a copy of the song on DVD on CD. And so I got in line, and I he was signing it. You know, I said, sign it to Mark. And I go, this is about this band I was in. And I want to tell you, it was the Escape Fetal Pigs. He's kind of smiling. I said to him, at the song I wrote, "Why does Captain Kirk always get laid?" And he kind of chuckles, and then he looks at me and goes, "Well, we both know why that is now, don't we?" I'm like, yes, that's my William Shatner moment. I'm going to take it to my grave.
Especially if they're green,
right?
That's
very cool. Did you give him the CD then?
I gave him I gave him the copy of the lyrics. Cool, he just kind of looked at him. He just kind of chuckled. I gave him the CD. I hope he didn't listen to it.
Drove
it was a
off
recording. It was
in
terrible.
His Corvette.
Oh,
yeah. That's
a thing.
Yeah.
Knowing him, he did listen to it.
No, that's sure fine. That's great. Yeah. But he just chuckled at the lyrics. He thought they were great. That's all, you know, just that was great.
Did you meet Linda Blair, too?
I did, yeah, Linda Blair.
Duked all over.
We talked about our dogs. I've always had a crush on her. So we talked about our dogs a lot. And then she had a...
Stan Lee,
yeah. And the picture I got from her was from being Reagan from... The Exorcist, and she wrote to Mark's Sweet Dreams. You know, I'm like,
will.
Because it's a really creepy picture, you know, like, okay,
I just
perfect.
Did laundry.
Should have told her. You probably didn't really have that meme going then, but you could have had her sign, "Suck it to me."
Suck it to you. No, that'll
your
be
mother
one.
Sucks.
Yeah.
So socks and
socks. Socks. Suck socks. Well,
your
much
sucks,
success.
So smell.
This episode is unraveling at a quick success.
It is.
And
we should head out.
That's right. That's right.
You've been listening to Radio.
Speaking of horror, you can view every and listen to every episode of Unsane Radio. Not just Unsane Radio, but Heavy Metal Podcast too, on the unsaneradio.com website. See all the cool pictures that Dr. Head does. And listen to every episode we've ever put out. We have some episodes we haven't put out that we will maybe someday. Who knows? But anyway, Unsane Radio is on Facebook. Unsane Radio is on Blue Sky.
To itself.
And Dr. Tar and Professor Feathers Psycho Cinema is on YouTube. We have a fair amount of movies up there. It is Psycho Cinema is on Facebook, and that's about it for us.
For you people in Canada, a bit.
All right, and Heavy Metal Horror Podcast on YouTube, Heavy Metal Horror Podcast on the Facebook, Montag Lewis at Instagram, and We Freaks, WEEFREEKZ, family-friendly webcomic here on the Facebooks as well, written by our beloved John Boyce, a.k.a. The Blue Fez. Wong.
Great comic. We are working on trying to get it published. It's just taken a while. It's kind of complicated, but we are working on it. And I would also like to say I sorely miss Midnight Gadfly these last two episodes. It will be good to see him return.
His bright, cheery face.
We miss you, Gadfly.
And hopefully a
Angazoon type.
Hopefully an unpulled grind.